Welcome. This is Sunday, August 28th, 2022. Our scriptures this week are from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verses 1 and 7 through 14. Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 1 through 8, and verses 15 and 16. And Psalms 112. Our message title this week is Actions and Attitudes. So if you would, please open your Bibles and follow along as I read from our scriptures today, starting with Luke 14, verse 1 and verses 7 through 14. Jesus at the Pharisee's house. Verse 1. Well, on the Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being very carefully watched. So when he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this man your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place." Then you will be honored in the presence of all your fellow guests. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Well, then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." Our second reading from Hebrews 13, 1 through 8, and 15 and 16. These are the concluding exhortations, starting at verse 1. Keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those in prisons as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all sexual immoral. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, because God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their ways in life and imitate their faith. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of the lips that confess his name. And do not forget to do good, to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. And our third reading is from Psalms 112, starting in verse 1. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in his commands. His children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for the gracious and the compassionate and the righteous man. Good will come to him who is generous and lends freely, who conducts his affairs with justice. Surely he will never be shaken. A righteous man will be remembered forever. He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is secure. He will have no fear, and in the end he will look in triumph over his foes. He has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked man will see and be vexed. He will gnash his teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. See, with so much division and turmoil going on in our world today, it seems only appropriate that we take the time to consider our actions and attitudes in our lives, so that by the grace of God, we are worthy of the righteousness we have received through the actions and attitudes of Jesus. But in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus tells the parable of a wedding feast and tells the guests attending of the risk involved in taking a seat of honor. They'll risk being humiliated by being asked to move to take the least important place. And we can assume the guests at the feast were prominent people of the day, religious leaders and the like. So in this parable, he was reminding them of what was taught to them, to be honored, the actions and attitudes to be held so that they may become righteous in the eyes of God. Well, the final chapter of Hebrews begins with a list of expectations of the Christian life, urging and encouraging readers to exhibit both actions and attitudes that will identify them as disciples. Actions and attitudes that are expected of believers, so as to be worthy of the righteousness in the eyes of God, to be imitators of Jesus, who is the same yesterday and today and forever. In Psalms 112, we're also given a list of actions and attitudes so as to be worthy of righteousness in the eyes of God, and also the blessings that we will receive if we are to become the imitators of Jesus, who is, as the author of Hebrews puts it, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, recently, Bonnie and I were tested in our actions and attitudes when a friend dropped off some food that was not to our liking. We gratefully accepted it, and on proceeding to partake of the food, found it to be absolutely horrible. Well, as anyone who knows Bonnie can tell you, her actions and attitudes, they often put me to shame. She most definitely should have a seat of honor. So as many of you know, she makes a wonderful and a loving practice of thanking people by sending them cards. Well, on this occasion, as she was writing one out, she asked me what I thought she should write. Well, what I told her, I don't recall at this moment, but as I think about it today, this story comes to mind. A new minister's family was presented with a pie baked by a congregational member who was a rather poor cook. The pie was inedible, so the minister's wife reluctantly threw it into the garbage. Well, the preacher was faced with the problem of thanking the baker and at the same time being truthful. So after much thought, he sent the following note. Thank you for being so kind and thoughtful. I can assure you that a pie like yours never lasts long at our house. Well, as I started to write my sermon today, I began by making a list of actions and attitudes given in both Hebrews 13 and Psalms 12. The actions and attitudes of righteousness in the eyes of God, so that I could better understand and relate to you what actions and attitudes that Jesus was teaching the guests in his telling the parable of the wedding feast that we read in Luke 14. I'm almost certain the guests he was speaking to already knew the list of actions and attitudes given in Psalms 112. And so also you, who've read or listened to my messages these past years and studied the Bible, know the actions and attitudes given in Psalms 112 and in Hebrews 13. Actions and attitudes we need to display as Christians to be imitators of Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, Jesus reminds the guests and us of the importance of humility in the Christian life, saying, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus reminds us that no matter what actions we take or attitudes we hold, they need to be with humility. We are not to take the seat of honor, but to take the seat of least importance. So let's take some time today to intertwine and interjecting humility to the words of Jesus, of the Psalms 112, and of Hebrews 13. Actions and attitudes of righteousness in the eyes of God. Shall we begin? With humility, praise the Lord. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Then you will find great delight in his commands. With humility, keep on loving each other as brothers, remembering that his children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Humbly remember, wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. So do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. So when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the cripple, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. With humility, remember those in prisons as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering. For even in darkness light dawns for the upright. Humbly remember, good will come to him who is generous and lends freely, who conducts his affairs with justice, for God will judge. Humbly remember, a righteous man will be remembered forever. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Have no fear of bad news, trusting in the Lord. Righteousness endures forever. With humility, through Jesus, therefore let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of the lips that confess his name. With humility, do not forget to do good and share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. Humbly remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Be worthy to be considered righteous in the eyes of God. With humility and humbly remembering that all your actions and attitudes are your witness to the world. Well, in his service, this has been Pastor Joe.